This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The online retailer Amazon said it is buying the high-end food chain Whole Foods for $42 a share. The stock closed at $33 yesterday after falling 6% on the day. Trading in Whole Foods stock was delayed this morning as the news hit. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos said today in a statement that Whole Foods made it, quote, fun to eat healthy. But we should also point out that the chain has alienated customers with high prices, and activist investors have been agitating for change. Whole Foods will keep its name. Analysts are already imagining the possibilities of Amazon with access to all these physical Whole Foods locations and Whole Foods with access to Amazon's tech and logistical smarts. Analyst Chris Lowe at FTN Financial has some early context here.
You know, when you think about innovation in this industry, it's glacially slow. In the last 65 years or so, the only really major change is products. There's a lot more stuff in markets than there used to be, but the way they manage the business from logistics to sales really hasn't changed in half a century.
And then we have this innovator, this disruptor, capital D, Amazon, coming in. It will acquire a grocery chain, Whole Foods, that's got some very nice produce, but has not been growing in any kind of spectacular fashion in recent years.
Right. And, you know, at this stage, we really can only speculate what the plan is. But I think a couple of things we're thinking here. One is that there is certainly a plan. This is Amazon we're talking about, after all. And they tend to be long-term thinkers. The other is that it is very likely a disruptive plan. Amazon has completely revolutionized American retail. And of course, David, they have been running this pilot project, Amazon Supermarkets, that they've been testing with their own employees for the past year or so.
And so they have experience in this. It's not like they're coming out of left field, but could you imagine Whole Foods Markets with a little Amazon place to also pick up your Amazon order?
On top of that, if you go into those test supermarkets Amazon has opened, what you'll find is there's no checkout. You walk into the market recognizes you as a customer, and you're charged for the products electronically as you take them off the shelf. And from a profits point of view, a margins point of view, you don't have to pay all those checkout people.
There was recognition that Whole Foods had some major challenges. There was pressure from some activist investors for it to revamp its leadership system. It had co-CEOs. One was pushed out. Now it's one CEO. Whole Foods has struggled to find its own footing here.
Whole Foods has struggled. And of course, one of the big changes they've implemented in the past year is trying to get prices down without sacrificing quality. That's been a sort of iffy fight just to get floor traffic back up.
Those activist investors could stand gain with this bulletin here this morning, right?
The reason activist investors get involved with companies in the first place is they see an opportunity to take a broken management system and fix it, and that results in bigger profits. And in this case, it's an absolute home run because you're replacing the management system entirely with Amazon's management, which is one of the best in the world.
And that great online chameleon, Amazon, taking on a whole new area here.
People who used to say Amazon couldn't be profitable because they were just a bookstore might want to think before they suggest Amazon can't make money with Whole Foods because it's just a grocery store.
Well, there's only one word you can say, wow.
That wow is from Phil Lempert, a food industry analyst with SupermarketGuru.com.
There have been a lot of talks about who would take over Whole Foods, from Target to Albertsons, but no one thought about Amazon. And this is actually brilliant. Not only does it give them a great brand, not only does it give them the 365 private label brand, but also it now gives them real estate to put all those Amazon lockers in. So the idea that you can now go to Whole Foods and pre-order whatever you want from Amazon and just have it ready there for you to pick up is a brilliant move.
And some misery today among the competition, just looking at stocks, for instance, Walmart way down, Target way down, Kroger way down. The competition's going to have to digest this news.
And now that Amazon is coupling with Whole Foods, you're going to see a lot of store closings. You're going to see a lot of people really trying to figure out what they can do. You're also going to see them ramp up on their e-commerce side. This is going to be their wow moment that says, we got to get into this really quick before Amazon takes over all these Whole Foods stores.
Phil Lempert, food industry analyst with SupermarketGuru.com. Thank you.
Thank you, David.